Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
When my next guest, James Flanagan, was 2 years of age, he and his mother were homeless. By the age of 15, he had dropped out of secondary school in Dublin's North Inner City before he had completed even the junior cert. But now he's an electrician getting on with his life and making the most of it and making the most of his life. He's here in the studio just to chat about some of the people who helped him get there. How's it going? How are you? Thanks for doing this.
Hi, I'm good. You?
I'm not too bad. Thanks for asking. Can we talk about when you were a toddler?
Yeah.
When you were small, do you have any memories of that time, or what do you remember from being small?
See, I don't really remember. My mother knows more about it. That's how I found out about it when I got older. But the only thing I remember briefly is about living in a car and constantly going from hostel to, no, I think it's the broken mother's home or mm-hmm. something like that. Places like that, constantly moving, trying yeah. to find a place to settle. Then eventually we settled when I was about 4 years of age.
Okay. So that was your norm. That was your normal life. That yeah. was normal for you, just to be living in a car. And so you didn't know any different.
No.
Isn't that crazy when you think about it, when you look back? Living in a car must have been really difficult for yourself and
yeah.
your mum.
Yeah, my mother's strong for doing it because I wouldn't be able for it.
No. So many people growing up in a traumatic experience like that can really go astray, can't they? How did your mom just keep it together and keep you on track?
She kind of kept it together by, like, it's her son that she has to keep safe.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, how she had the mindset. I kept the mindset of constantly being able to still feed me even though we're in that predicament. And still being able to feed me, clothe me and all this. And I don't know how she done it.
You sound like you have a very strong bond with your mum.
Yeah, I do.
Tell me about her.
So she's in not the studio, but she's sitting listening.
She's sitting
right now.
Beyond the glass, yeah. I call it. Beyond the pale. There you are. Hello. Yeah. And she sounds like a very strong woman.
Yeah, she is. So she had her own life problems. And
sure.
Now she's fixed them. And she's so strong. I don't know how to do it, because see, obviously I've never had a drug problem or a drink or smoking problem,
addiction problem, yeah,
but my mother obviously in the past had it, but now mm-hmm. she's clear off everything. And like, for most people, if you meet like an addict, they probably say, I don't know how they done it. So
it's very hard to come out the other side of that.
Yeah.
Very, very difficult. So fair play to you, Bernadette. You're an amazing woman. Let's talk about you then. Do you remember school? Do you remember being in school and was that difficult? Do you remember being different at school? You didn't have a home.
Yeah. See, in school, it was more it wasn't, I'd say, difficult. It was more like I wasn't learning as much as I wanted to.
Okay.
It was more, I was focused on way beyond what they were focused on. They were focused on English, maths and stuff like that, and half of it, like nowadays when I'm working, half of the stuff I've never used, even though I'm working with technology that costs millions of euros, and not an ounce of what I learned in school I used. But as soon as I went to a non-mainstream school, because first of all I left mainstream because I thought I'm not gonna get far in this, and it's how many years, 6 years of my life mm-hmm. to do this, to get a normal job that everyone else has. What's the point of it? And then to pay off a mortgage that I probably will die before I pay off. So I decided, my mother decided both of us to leave school.
Okay.
And then eventually we found a school counsellor and he got me into this. And then we met Peter McFerry
mm-hmm.
In the CMS program. But this was before it was Peter McFerry I kind of joined. And then eventually joined in on it and funded it. And
so you wanted to learn, but school wasn't doing it for you. So you sat down with Bernadette, your mum, and you decided that this wasn't the right path for you.
Yeah.
But okay, so she's still keeping you on the right track and you're wanting to leave school. My God. Okay, so you decided to leave school. Did you think there was other options for you?
See, everyone is saying there's no other option. You're probably going to end up either homeless or even worse than that. And I thought, there's no way, it couldn't be like that. If I leave school, that's it. My whole life's ruined. It couldn't be. There has to be something else.
There has to be another way.
And then eventually we found it. When we found CMS Learning Centre, I walked in and it was tiny. Like, it was not compared to a big, huge school. This is a tiny building. And I was wondering how is this going from a big, huge school to a tiny school, but I can still learn as much as if I was in a bigger school. And in fact, I learned more than I did in non-mainstream.
It suited you.
Yeah.
So tell me about CMS. Who's it run by? Do they do normal lessons? What's it like going there as a kid?
The person that runs it is Sharon Hurley. I think that's how you pronounce her second name.
Mm-hmm.
And she, it's more like, I wouldn't even classify it as a skill. It felt like a family because you could go in and talk about anything. Say you had problems in your home or something, which most people did in that situation. Because most people that are going to there have very bad past and very bad, probably drug addiction, trouble with the police, stuff like this. And they're coming in and they're doing their work without a peep. Most of them doing their work head down. And these people are coming from this kind of the same background as me, but even worse, I'd say.
Would you say, because you're one of a kind as well, in a sense that, you know, you have some strength in you to, you know, to come for a situation like that, but wanting to better yourself and thinking, okay, there has to be something better. Would you say that a lot of the people in there wanted a better life? They wanted to learn. You know what I mean? Because a lot of kids in mainstream go, well, you're going because you have to go. But going to something like this, like you have to walk through the door, you know, you have to make the effort to find it, to go to it. So it sounds like these people that are going really want to learn.
Yeah. So most of them did. But obviously you have the black sheep out of all the white sheep.
The messer.
Will mess. But they don't understand how important it is that this place is actually helping. Because if they didn't go to it, they'd probably be doing, I don't know what, probably homes.
Whatever,
because they have
the road,
no education.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They probably wouldn't be employed. And the fact that it came from a place, even though I was employed by big companies, even though I just came from a junior cert. But these companies I've worked with, there's level 9 degrees working there. And I'm working beside these people. And I'm like, how did I go from a level 3 to these people working as level 9s? And I'm still on the same wage as them, which is, I don't know, it was crazy for me to think of.
So you went on then to the Liberties Training Centre and then got your apprenticeships as an electrician. How long did all of that take?
So it didn't take that long. I wouldn't say that long.
Okay.
So obviously I finished CMS. I got higher merits in that. And then I moved on to Liberties Training Centre because I was wondering, well, obviously I don't want to go to mainstream. So what can I do after? And then luckily enough, someone told me about Liberty's Training Centre and it was only like 4 minutes up the road from the same school, which is lucky enough.
Yeah.
And I walked in, I asked, because I was doing woodwork, I was doing carpentry at the age of 15. I was only like summer jobs. And I asked them, could I join the woodwork? They said, oh, woodwork's not available, it's full. So they done engineering and it went from wood to metal and it was so confusing, but eventually I got the hang of it. And I done that and it taught me everything about trade work.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to that, I wouldn't have been where I am now.
It's incredible how far you've come, you know, from, you know, sleeping in a car as a toddler to, you know, forging out a career for yourself.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, what do you like most about what you do and your work? What do you love about it?
So I love the things that you get to meet new people from all over the planet. And it's not like, obviously there's a big problem with racism, but in like these places where you're working, there's none of that. There's no race. Everyone's the same. Everyone's in the same boat, basically. They're all in the same boat.
And what's next for you? What would you like to do with your life? Where do you see yourself now in the next couple of years?
I want to have my own company and start, because I think the future today is starting your own business. So I'm trying to get into that.
I think the future of, you know, the future is being a tradesman, because you can't get one on the phone to come to your gaff, and when they do, they charge you a fortune, and rightly so, because their time is precious, so you're in the right job. Along your journey, right, were there people that stood out to you, that helped you, that guided you?
Yeah, so obviously my mother, but
Bernadette.
People, yeah. Obviously my mother, but there's other people, like the teachers in CMS and Liberty's Training Centre. Again, they're like family members. So they obviously pointed me in the right path. Say if I was stuck on something, I go, all right, I need to do this. I need to go get work experience, or how do I do a CV? How do I do this? And these people tell me, and they wouldn't talk to you like you're below, they're below you, or you're below them, and you're just that, you're just a student. They talk to you like they actually care about you. So them as well, they're amazing.
Do you think mainstream schools just have too many kids to kind of keep that kind of a watchful eye over?
It's not even that. See, mainstream, that as well, you're right about that, because most people, say there's 30 people in the class, probably about 5 of them is listening to the teacher. And then again, the teacher's probably not focused on how many people are listening. They just want to get the class done. Which, in these non-mainstream skills, there's 6 people in a class. So everyone, you can see everyone. You can see if someone's not listening. And I think that's the problem with mainstream skill. People are not focused on the students. They just care about the lessons done. So let's hope everyone knows what they're doing. So that's why they give out tests to see who was listening. But what's the point of a test if you weren't there to show them?
Well, there's some great teachers out there as well in mainstream school. However, it didn't suit you. And I commend your attitude in the sense that you're like, I still want to learn, but this isn't working for me. This isn't working for me. And you went on. Do you ever look back at your life and go, God, it's mad how far I've come?
Yeah, it's that's what I was only thinking coming in here today. I was like, how did I go from doing all this to thinking, what, where am I going to be next? Where am I going to sleep next? To being able to, even if I wanted to get my own house, if I really did. Which is crazy to think.
And do you still worry about where you're going to sleep?
No.
Well, that in itself is amazing. Listen, James Flanagan, thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate your time, and I wish you every bit of luck in the future. And to you, Bernadette, thanks for popping in.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.